Hi, this is Connie Smith with Oyster Extension in Fairfield County. I am very pleased to have one of our show sponsors with us. And actually, we have like the couple with us, Hugus Fruit Farm, Ralph Hugus and Nancy Beth Hugus. Welcome to the farm show. Are you just winding down a little bit, Nancy Beth?
Yes, we are very relieved to be finished picking our apples and taking a breath.
good for you. Good for you. So tell me this. Let's say we are turning the calendar to November, and I realize that my Thanksgiving feast is a few days away or a few weeks away. Can I get Hugus cider for my Thanksgiving feast?
You sure can. You can get cider or apples to make your apple pie. We will be open all throughout November and December.
Okay.
In our sales room Monday through Saturday, so people can come on out and continue to get produce from us.
All right. And tell me this, will you still press cider into November?
Yes. So we'll be pressing cider at least twice a week, always fresh cider.
Okay.
And we keep going to the cider as long as we're open.
Oh, great. Okay. And Nancy Beth, help me out with this. You said you're open, the showroom will be open only through November or clear through the end of the year?
Our best guess at this point is that we will be open through the end of the year.
Okay.
We had a nice crop of apples come in, and so we'll have plenty of apples to sell.
Okay.
For the next couple of months, yes.
What kind of varieties might people be looking at, Nancy Beth?
We grow 20 varieties of apples, but the ones that we will expect to have in the sales room here in November and December include Red and Yellow Delicious, Melrose, Winesap, and Gold Rush.
Okay. And then what other items do you have in the showroom that are for sale this time of year?
We have some of our own pear sauce. We have raspberry applesauce, some cider jellies that I make, and then also we have local popcorn, sorghum, local honey, and we have Holmes County cheeses.
Wow. So tell me this. If I am coming out to Hugus Fruit Farm, and maybe I'm coming to get my local cider, but I maybe might have a Christmas list in mind, do you all do anything with gift baskets or gift coupons or anything like that that maybe I could knock out a few Christmas items that I won't have to go into a big box store to get?
Yes, indeed. We do gift baskets at holiday time, and we always have at least a few ready-made ones sitting out available, and then we also can do custom-made gift baskets if people are wanting a certain variety of apple,
mm-hmm.
or they want a certain kind of cheese or a
mm-hmm.
certain number of items or a certain price range, we
yep.
can do custom gift baskets.
Yeah. And don't you think, I mean, we're just in such a weird place in our country right now, and in our, you know, what are the holidays going to look like? Maybe a locally made gift basket with fresh fruit and things that the family would enjoy would probably make a pretty good, easy gift, I would think.
We would hope so, and we've been very appreciative. We have a lot of local support from customers, and we're really appreciative of the people here in our area that are supporting us as a local business.
I had the folks from Bay Food Market on last week, and they say the same thing. They say that, you know, people have just been coming to them, and they talk about what holidays might look like for them. So I think everyone is really just trying to kind of stay holed up in their own area or shopping local or, you know, really doing their part to take part of taking care of our local business. Tell me this. For the first time, I have got both you and Ralph on the phone with me in the interview with me. I got to ask, what's it like to be a couple to, you know, run an orchard, grow 20 varieties of apples, and lots of other things? It really has to take a team, Nancy Beth, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, it takes definitely teamwork. And Ralph is great at growing the fruit, and he runs the orchard and the cider press room. And so my specialty area then is in the processing and the sales room and doing all the paperwork.
Yeah. So the paperwork.
There's a lot more of that than people realize.
Exactly. So tell me this. How many workers, like during a harvest season, how many workers would it take?
We actually have usually about 5 or 6 pickers.
Yeah.
And then there's more, the sorting crew and the sales crew.
Yeah.
And cider press operators and deliveries for our wholesaler customers. So we end up usually having about 15 or so on the payroll.
Wow. So let me ask you this question. Do you ever get some folks who you send out to pick apples, and after the first day they come back and say, this isn't for me?
Yeah, that happens pretty frequently. People sometimes don't realize that they're uncomfortable on a ladder or they can't handle the physical labor.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those people have turned out to be quite good employees as in the sales room. Or
okay.
We had a cider press operator.
Mm-hmm.
Who was a non-apple picker.
Yeah.
So sometimes that works out that we find a better place for them somewhere else in the operation.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just have to go on to find employment elsewhere.
I understand. Yeah. So once you get them off the tree and you bring them in, how do you do that sort? Is that all a visual sort? Is that how long does it take somebody to work in that sorting room to figure out this apple goes here or this apple goes into the bin for the smaller apples? How does that work?
It is partially visual and partly mechanical.
Okay.
The sizing is all mechanical.
Okay.
The visual would be for imperfections in the apple, if the apple's misshapen or bruised, damaged somehow.
Okay.
And usually you can train somebody in the basics on that in a half an hour or so.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nancy. We usually have 2 people who are doing what we call grading the apples, sorting out the cider apples from the fresh apples. And, of course, we try to use an experienced person working across from a new person.
Okay.
So, for training purposes.
When you're in the midst of harvest, how long would a sorter be working? Is that an 8-hour day for them?
Well, each year it ends up being a little bit differently because, of course, it depends on how many pickers we have and mm-hmm. how the weather is doing, how many bushels of apples have come in to be sorted. This year we ended up with a nice steady schedule of sorting from basically 1 to 5 each afternoon.
Okay.
Worked well for us, but other years we have worked from 9 to 4.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. So it just kind of depends. You're kind of like every other farmer in the world. You're pretty weather dependent in a lot of different areas, you know, like that early frost to even to when you can get out there and pick the apples. I got to ask, now this is a question for both of you. So you decide who wants to answer it first. What's it like as a couple during all your busy season? How do you juggle all that and keep all those different operations going? Because there's just one Nancy Beth and one Ralph.
Well, it works out quite well in our circumstance that our skills are different.
Okay.
And so we each manage different parts of it, and it seems to mesh pretty well for us.
Do you all, like when you know you're getting started for busy season, do y'all kind of have a schedule or a plan, or have you just done it so much over all these years, you just kind of know what the other one is doing or thinking, or this has to happen now? Is it just kind of an automatic switch that comes on for you guys?
Probably somewhat. Like you said, we've been doing this for a long time. But also, during harvest season in particular, with anybody who has their own business, there's no day of work on and off.
Exactly.
We end up at mealtime doing a lot of discussing about who is going to be doing what the next day, or trying to catch up each other on what something that happened during the day that we'll need to know for later on.
Yeah.
So during harvest season in particular, we will be working maybe from 7 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah.
And come home and kind of collapse and have a supper and catch up with each other and then just do it all over again the next day.
And some nights it's okay to have cereal for supper, maybe. or popcorn.
Yes, yeah.
So tell me.
Apples are always a good option for you.
apples are always a good option. Absolutely. So what are some of those end of the season chores you guys hope to get done, you know, before the cold weather really hits here in Fairfield County?
A lot of that we've gotten done. We had a really good picking season, good weather, and so we finished harvest about a week ahead of schedule. The first thing that happens after harvest is finished is making sure that the orchard is empty, that there's no crates or ladders left out in the orchard, and all that gets put away. We get into machinery maintenance and winterizing. Verifying that the antifreeze levels are good in the tractors and that sort of thing.
And
the things that could possibly freeze are either antifreeze or drained.
I got to tell you guys, I saw this picture. I can't remember if it's Facebook or where it was, but the picking bags were hung. And it really, there was a comment like, you know, it must have felt good to hang the picking bags. It was just so cool to see those, but to think of the work that goes into just finally being able to hang those bags for the last time, that has to make you very proud of the operation and all the things you do to keep it running. Wouldn't you say, Nancy Beth?
Yes, it's always exciting to start harvest season, and it's always exciting to finish it.
I bet it is. So let's wrap this up a little bit. I know we've asked this before. Let's go over those hours of operation through the end of the year, what you're thinking about.
Yes, we expect to be open November and December with our apples and cider and our other products in our sales room. Our hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and then we're closed on Sundays.
Okay.
And we'll be closed Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Oh, you should be. Absolutely, you should be. Tell us, what's the best way to contact you if, let's say, someone has a question about, you know, the cider or what varieties of apples they want to be sure they have the perfect apple pie for Thanksgiving? How can they get a hold of you guys?
Sure thing. They can give us a call anytime. Our number is 740-536-9590. And also we have a website, hugasfruitfarm.com, where they can check. We have a list of apples that are available in our sales room on our website.
Nancy Beth, if folks have listened to this and are listening and are thinking, you know what, I would like to give some customized fruit baskets from Hugas Fruit Farm to, you know, my family or to employees, is it best to give you a call and kind of talk over what they're thinking about, or maybe even stop out at your location?
Yes, they can stop out and put in an order that we can prepare for a few days later.
Okay.
Or certainly give us a call. Yes.
Okay. And your physical location, one more time, because I think you're a very much a legend in Rushville, Ohio. Help us understand where you are.
Well, thank you. We're located on Old Rushville Road, and we're just that comes out to about halfway between Rushville and Bremen off of State Route 664 is the turn onto Old Rushville Road, and we're the first driveway. And there's a new sign at the Old Rushville Road driveway and at the Old Rushville Road intersection to 664.
Perfect. My special guest, always a pleasure. Ralph and Nancy Beth Hugis, wow. You got to be breathing a big sigh of relief. We love having you on the farm page. We love learning about the orchard. You know, put your feet up and relax just a little bit, because before you know it, it'll be spring again. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Goodbye.